It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
People Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman of 2019 is Jennifer Garner. The magazine announced its cover star for the annual Beautiful issue last night. Garner's down-to-earth way of living, charitable deeds, and focus on being the best version of herself are just a few of the reasons why she was chosen to cover the Beautiful issue for this year. The actress notes that she never saw herself as being particularly attractive, even in her younger years. She said, "Looks weren't a big deal in my family. I don't think my parents ever said, 'You're pretty,' so we just didn't think about it."
Then that means you're ugly, Jennifer.
She joins a very famous list, including Pink, who was chosen for last year's issue, as well as Julia Roberts, who has appeared on the cover a record-setting 5 times. If you want to watch, Jennifer Garner is going to be on Ellen today talking about it.
Do you have pressure now when you leave the house that you have to look beautiful all the time?
I don't know. Do you think? Do you think I should start, like, really turning it up for school drop-off and stuff?
Yes.
I think so. Yes. Yeah. Like, I think I'll maybe wear some yoga pants, some leggings, and, like, maybe a ponytail and, you know, like, kind of a scrubby just woke up or just worked out look.
Oh, that would be great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Completely go the other way.
I'll start doing that.
She's my favorite actress right now. Like, just obsessed with her. Really, I'm obsessed with following her on Instagram. She is very, very funny on Instagram.
Check her out. I would never think that.
Yeah, I know, right? So I'm telling you, she is one of the best accounts right now to follow. Just good, wholesome, cute, funny content, especially if you're a mom. Nicolas Cage recently split up with his rando weirdo wife that he was only married to for 96 hours. They got married in Vegas, and then they got a divorce, and he was filmed singing Purple Rain really emotionally at a karaoke bar last night.
Let me purple rain.
Go check out Nicolas Cage. That does not sound good.
He is such a wacko. Like, literally a wacko. I know people that have, like, an actual Nicolas Cage phobia because he's so weird. Sean Diddy Combs, his ex-girlfriend Kim Porter, passed away in November of 2018 from pneumonia, and he has revealed now the last thing that she ever said to him. He's in the May issue of Essence magazine, and he said 3 days before she passed, she wasn't feeling well, she had the flu. She sent the kids over to my house so they wouldn't get sick, and one night when I was checking on her, she was like, "Puffy, take care of my babies." She actually said that to me before she died. He also says that he feels like she is still guiding him and that she is there with him all the time. Snoop Dogg narrated a makeup tutorial, and it is the best thing that you'll see all week. He partnered with YouTuber Nikki Tutorials to narrate a makeup tutorial on 420 while using Marc Jacobs beauty products. So, like, she's doing the video. She filmed it herself and everything. You can see her putting on her makeup, but he's the voice behind describing everything that's happening. It's fantastic.
He might be one of the best commentators of all time.
So funny.
Put a little squirt here, squirt there. Clip the hair to get the hair out of the way so she can get those edges together when she started popping that makeup. You're looking good. Go ahead, girl. There's that Marc Jacobs collection. Put a little squirt here, squirt there. You understand me? Now she got to get the brush ready. Let the brush get used to her face.
I think we need to do something. It won't be as good as Snoop Dogg, but we need to have you or Liv do a video and me and Porkchop narrate it.
Oh, that would be funny.
Like, we try our best to do that, but
that's actually a good idea. Liv the web girl. I'm emphasizing web. That's a good idea. Write it down. Kelly Clarkson shared her thoughts on the latest season of Game of Thrones and what she found out, or what she has found a little bit weird about the character Bran.
Are you kind of upset about this past one? I was like, first of all, can we make Bran a little less weird? He is so odd. I feel like in the end, he's just gonna kill everyone with his mind. He's like, "I'm something else." Can you be specific, bro? You're just creepily hanging out in your wheelchair at the gate the entire episode. It was odd.
What do you want him to do, Kelly? He's in a wheelchair.
I
want to
binge watch something with Kelly Clarkson. She is hilarious. Coming up in less than an hour, this was big yesterday. Britney Spears spoke about the rumors that she's being held against her will. She made a weird video, posted it. It's a cry for help, I'm telling you. We'll get into that in the next Garbage on the Joe and Alex Show.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.